to 136. So the Turnpike 441 for your southbound traffic, also Griffin for your westbound traffic. Just stay away from 95 and 595 at this time. It's going to take a while for that to recover. Also, the Dolphins-Patriots game at 1 p.m., so the Turnpike northbound and southbound right around Landshark Stadium and back beyond that, very, very slow this afternoon. Next update at 12:30. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Morning clouds will yield to some sunshine this afternoon, and we're only seeing a 20% chance for showers today with temperatures back to normal, upper 70s, a warm-up in your Monday forecast, partly sunny mid-80s. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
75 degrees in Hollywood, 72 in Doral. News Radio 610 WIOD covers South Florida after Fox News covers the world. It's 12 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. With a plan in place, some of the 30,000 troops heading to Afghanistan will start shipping out as early as Christmas, but the real controversy seems to be over a timeline to bring them home.
This is a transition that's going to take place.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates on ABC noting it'll be 2 years since the Marines will have gone into southern Helmand.
And that 2 years that our military leaders believe will give us time to know that our strategy is working.
But it's not sitting well with some senators.
I don't see the benefit of telegraphing to our adversaries when we are going to quit.
Republican John Cornyn on Fox News Sunday. Cops fire tear gas as riots break out in Athens, Greece, 1 year after the shooting death of a 15-year-old Greek teen.
They were expecting a fresh spasm of violence, and that's why they had deployed 6,500 police.
Reporter Anthi Karasava, last year's killing prompted Greece's worst civil unrest in decades. Violence at a birthday party at the downtown Baltimore Sheraton. Responding police find an Uzi machine gun, one man shot in the face, another found beaten, both hospitalized. Police say a man or person of interest is in custody. President Obama heads to the Hill after a rare Sunday session on health care.
He'll meet with senators behind closed doors in the Democratic caucus because, frankly, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid needs some help in getting those 60 votes. Democrats have to come up with some type of compromise that will satisfy liberals and moderates in that 60-person majority. And they're definitely not there yet. If they even lose one of those votes, they can't end debate. And that's what Republicans are counting on.
Fox's Caroline Shively. Saturday night's space flight.
We have liftoff of the United Launch Alliance Delta IV rocket.
NASA's rocket launch carrying a new Air Force satellite aimed at enhancing communication capabilities to American troops in the field. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
It's 12:03 back locally. South Florida is going hog wild for some very special kids. Tens of thousands of people taking to the road, one destination, one cause.
All of our proceeds go to the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. We've raised over $10 million already for the hospital.
Debbie Amchair says since the first toy run 22 years ago, bikers and supporters have raised money and collected toys used for the cancer treatments of children at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood. Now, the ride started at about 10 o'clock this morning, running I-95 South from Atlantic all the way down 595 westbound 136th Avenue. That's going to run for about another hour, so go ahead and steer clear of that area. City of Miami Police and Fire Rescue on the scene of an early morning wreck on Flagler at 22nd Avenue. Cops say a Dodge Caravan and a Toyota Camry crashed, ejecting the driver of that caravan. Now, the van actually rolled on top of the man, and he was taken to Ryder Trauma Center in critical condition. The two occupants of the Camry were taken to the hospital in stable condition. The accident still under investigation. A family in mourning after a three-year-old girl dies after accidentally shooting herself. The unidentified girl was transported from the 13,700 block of Southwest 280th Terrace in Miami-Dade to Miami Children's Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. It appears someone in that home where she was visiting owned that gun. Police have not said if any charges will be filed. Florida will not have the opportunity to repeat a national championship title after losing the SEC championship game 32-13 to Alabama yesterday. Gators quarterback Tim Tebow, who was held to 20 completions on 35 attempts, weighs in.
We felt like we were prepared, but obviously we could have done a lot better job. And, you know, it's my responsibility as a quarterback to get that done, and we didn't do it. So I think that'll be a big focus in the future, is just, you know, preparing harder.
The loss also snaps the Gators' 22-game winning streak. Alabama is expected to face Texas in the BCS title game January 7th. Bowl selections will be announced tonight on Fox. Next update at 12:30, condo craze and HOAs up next. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
A car accident is bad enough, so that's why GEICO makes it easy to file a claim. You can do it online or over the phone. Then you go to geico.com to track your claim, view photos of the damage, or print an estimate. And for as long as you own your car, repairs are guaranteed when you use a GEICO recommended repair shop. Geico's easy-peasy lemon-squeezy claim service, they call it. Okay, it's just me that calls it that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wow, whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Psh, where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610, WIOD, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, if you have any questions for Eric, give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. AT&T Wireless customers, we make it very easy for you. Simply dial *610, or you can email the show at any time at condocraze@wiod.com. I'm Jerry Hester, back for another Sunday alongside attorney Eric Glazer. Now, Eric, I got to tell you, some parts of last week's show made me a little uncomfortable. We were taking calls about insurance, leasing, foreclosures, you know, stuff like we usually do with, you know, association related. But for the first time, it went in another direction. We had callers complaining about the racial makeup of their board and the fact that illegal aliens are not paying their assessments. What do you think about that? I mean, I saw your face. Yeah. You looked as uncomfortable as I did.
I got to tell you, Jerry, those two calls bothered me last week. You know, I usually start worrying about the show like Wednesday or Thursday, but last week I went home from here and really started working on the show right away.
See, that's the difference between you and me, because I start worrying about the show about 12:45.
Yeah, and it shows.
Yeah, 45 minutes into it.
I got to tell you, as many of our listeners know, throughout history, when economies start to collapse, oftentimes persons of a certain race, religion, or color are singled out as the cause of the problem. And that's the feeling that I got from both of those calls last week. Both of these callers seemed real upset about the financial condition of their condominium. And at least to me, they made it clear that they each blame a certain race of people for the source of those problems. And let me say this about who I think is to blame for this mess. And here's a list of, let's say, five culprits in no particular order, and there's probably more. Let's start with the banks for loaning people money to buy homes they couldn't afford to buy in the first place. And you have all the greedy owners who bought properties they couldn't afford to buy in the first place, thinking that they could make a quick buck. You have mortgage brokers who assisted these buyers in filing a whole bunch of false applications for mortgages. What about your local zoning boards for allowing overdevelopment here throughout South Florida and their communities in exchange for some increased tax base? And lastly, of course, you have the developers for thinking that no matter what they built, it would be sold before it was completed. But you know what all of these people have in common? They're all either white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Italian, Irish, male or female, young or old, citizen or alien. Everyone is to blame, and not just one group of people. Dollar signs were clouding everybody's thinking. So let's not fall into the trap of blaming anyone, because the truth is you need to blame everyone. And I'm curious, you know, if there's anyone else out there dumb enough to think that there's one particular group of people that are even going into foreclosure, because that person would be wrong and completely misguided and off base. Again, you know, people of every race, religion, color, and economic background are losing their homes here in South Florida. So let's stay away from singling anyone out as the source of this mess.
So how do you really feel about this?
Yeah, no, really. No, really, sorry, Jerry, but let's never make race or religion part of the equation. You know, I will, however, let our listeners blame one specific set of individuals for part of this mess, and that's the Florida legislature for having absolutely no foresight whatsoever into seeing what would happen to members of condo and HOA associations if hundreds of thousands of units went into foreclosure around the state. You would think that by now there'd be some legislation to help owners who live in associations. There'd be some law passed to ease their financial suffering. But so far, not a word. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing, I got to tell you.
So I guess the bottom line, you know, South Florida is the crossroads or a mixing pot, you know, of the entire world. You know, we've got people from all over, probably some not from this world, according. You ever been on South Beach on a Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
And, you know, they choose to stop here and call it home. It's a nice place to live.
Yeah, sure. No doubt about it, Jerry. And to be frank, there's no question that perhaps some people, including some of our callers, may not be happy about that and about the influence of foreigners here in South Florida culture. Immigration and the effects of immigration on South Florida are probably best left for another show. But again, nobody tell me that we're in this financial mess because of immigration or any particular group of people, because it's way off base, and I, for one, don't buy it.
If you would like to chime in, feel free, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, or *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Let's talk to Randy on line one. Hi, Randy. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Yeah, I have a condo. I'm a landlord. It's on the first floor. It's a one-bedroom, and I've been having a problem the last few weeks with flooding, but the flooding has nothing to do with the outside coming in or from anything as a malfunction of pipes or anything. What it's doing is it's the main drainage that's blocking up in that certain section, which is the B section, the middle section of the condominium, and it's coming up from the drain, the shower drain, and the toilet. Now, I'm having a problem with the tenant, and I'm kind of stuck in between the tenant that doesn't want to pay, which I understand, and the condo association.
Right.
Which I have a good rapport with. Who's culpable there?
Well, how did you make a determination as to where the source of the problem is coming from?
Well, actually, the condominium admitted to that when their plumbers went out there that it is their main drain in that section.
Okay.
And there's like eight other units that are flooding also.
Did the condo association tell you that they now know that it's their problem, it's their common element pipe, and they're going to fix it?
Well, what they're doing is they're stating that people are flushing things that shouldn't be flushed, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the bottom line is if they know that the problem is caused from a common element pipe, they have a duty and a responsibility to fix it and make sure that it doesn't happen. And if they're not going to fix it, then they're going to be responsible for your damages. You know, the first flood that happened, maybe they didn't know what the source of the problem was, but now they admit it. You put them on notice, they acknowledged it, they're aware of it, and so if they don't fix it from this point forward and you suffer any additional damages, they're going to be responsible for it. They don't pay, you have a lawsuit.
Okay, and who do I need to contact if it continues and the flooding keeps? Do I get a private attorney? How does that work?
You can call us at the office, Randy, 1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
1-877-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
You got it, okay?
Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, Randy.
Thanks a lot, Randy.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's funny that that would be the subject of the first call. I forgot to tell you something this morning on the home improvement show that I do on Saturdays on our sister station.
Right.
Something like this came up, but it had to do with drywall.
Gotcha.
And we've covered that on this show before. Sure. Someone called in, their drywall was damaged from a flood from a pipe in the unit above them or something like that. And, you know, there was a big rigmarole over who was responsible. And I said, well, hey, I know the answer to that.
There you go, Jerry.
And so I actually quoted you on on our sister station, 940 Winds, yesterday morning on the Art of Home Improvement.
Do I get compensated for that or anything?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it.
There were four guys sitting around talking that were very, very...
knowledgeable?
We were just overcome with... emotion.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so just know that. Let's talk to Elaine on line two. Hi, Elaine, you on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, first of all, I appreciate you taking my call, and I like your show.
Thank you, Elaine.
We have a real crazy problem. On September 1st, we rented an apartment and in a senior citizen condo. The minute the man came in, and we leased it to one person, and that was the lease. Well, the minute he came in, he brought in somebody else. But that's not the main concern. On October 26th, and it was just a furnished apartment, we found our sofa bed in the garbage. Okay. And
so your tenant took your sofa bed and threw it in the garbage?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And
might be time to throw the tenant in the garbage.
Oh, well, we were pretty surprised. And then he put up a satellite dish on common property where he's not allowed, right in the middle of the lawn.
Right.
Subsequently, we told our real estate agent we wanted him out because he broke the lease and he was not a proper tenant.
Right.
What happened was that he wouldn't leave, and then we had to go to a lawyer and for an eviction notice.
Right.
Right now, we got an answer back from the lawyer that the person's real estate agent wants to go into mediation with us. I don't want mediation. I want him out.
Right, gotcha.
I don't know why we have to why he's living on high on the hog, and we have to suffer.
Yeah, well, let me say this, Elaine. I don't know what your lease says between you and your tenant. I don't know if there's a mediation clause in there. I don't know if there's an arbitration clause in there. You know, this is really a landlord-tenant issue more than a condominium law issue. But, you know, it might be difficult for me to give you an answer as to what you need to do next without seeing a copy of your lease. Assuming it does not have an arbitration or mediation clause, then I would consider just filing a lawsuit for eviction and getting him out.
Okay. Well, why it concerns the condo is we've been getting letters from the condo association because of the satellite dish.
Gotcha.
And
sure.
Because of the sofa that was thrown out in the garbage.
Right.
And we've lived here 26 years and wonderful tenant. We've been wonderful tenants. We have wonderful friends. And this guy has not, from September on, I have no idea.
Good call, Elaine. And I would suggest, again, if you have letters from the condo association complaining about your tenant, that should obviously be brought into the lawsuit against your tenant. And I think a county court judge would probably side in your favor and get him out.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Elaine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Elaine. Hey, what a great idea. I'm going to go home and put a big satellite dish in right down by the pool. and not one of those little ones that you get for DirecTV. I mean one of those big ones that we've got out back here. I want to get everything.
You're a soccer fan. You want to watch everything from around the world.
I want to watch everything.
Romanian soccer, right?
Right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and we'll take more of your calls. If you have questions or comments for Eric, give us a call. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers, or email us at condocraze@wiod.com. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer and Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
There's no better way to study the world's best golf swings than to watch them side by side on the range. Move down the line from Arnold Palmer to Fred Couples to Phil Mickelson, and you notice not just the differences, but the similarities, like their wonderful balance, rhythm, and timing. And if you look closely as they leave, you'll notice something else they have in common. The same timepiece, a Rolex Day-Date. Available in 18-karat white or yellow gold or platinum, the Day-Date is put through 15 days and nights of the most grueling testing before it ever leaves Geneva. That ensures that, like these great golfers, it will perform as well in the real world as it does in practice. To see a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau. Bell Harbor Shops, Bell Harbor and Worth Avenue, Palm Beach.
In 1983, a first-class stamp cost 20 cents. Did you know? In 1979, the Toyota Supra revolutionized the high-performance sports coupe market. Did you know? In 2007, the Toyota Camry Hybrid was launched and named Green Car of the Year. Did you know? We do. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
If you're struggling with your mortgage payments, loss mitigation professionals can negotiate your loan to lower your mortgage payments, cut your rate, and in some cases reduce principal balance. Call 561-432-4564. We offer 100% money-back guarantee if your lender refuses modification. Call 561-432-4564. We can also reduce your credit card debt by 60% with one low monthly payment and have you debt-free within 12 to 36 months without filing bankruptcy or credit counseling. For your home, your family, and future dreams, call loss mitigation professionals now. 561-432-4564.
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
Don't let an emergency catch you off guard. Prepare, plan, and stay informed.
And keep checking News Radio 610 WIOD and WIOD.com for the most updated information.
It's Santa,
better known as Mobile Mike, and it's time for my annual holiday toy drive. It all kicks off Wednesday, December 9th, beginning at 7 a.m. at the corner of 441 and Sterling. We'll be collecting new unwrapped toys, all to benefit less fortunate children right here in South Florida. Oh, yeah, and happy holidays.
The Cash for Clunkers campaign is over, but those clunkers are still useful to the Miami Rescue Mission and Broward Outreach Centers. The mission auctions off donated cars, boats, or just about any vehicle that runs on the first Saturday of every month. The proceeds from the auction go to help facilitate our programs for the homeless of South Florida that we serve. If you have a running vehicle that you are no longer using, please consider donating it to the Miami Rescue Mission and Broward Outreach Centers. We will be happy to pick it up. Just give us a call at 1-800-817-HOPE. That's 1-800-817-4673.
News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze, and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester, along with attorney Eric Glazer. Call us if you have a question or comment, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers, or you can email the show, condocraze@wiod.com. Eric, I guess it kind of opens us up there if you ask someone that's in a condo association to chime in with their comment.
You're right.
they're not known for being shy.
No, people love to comment.
And we hope that they want to be educated also, sure, and come out to the seminar. We have news
on the
seminars.
Some lighter information. I definitely just want to remind our listeners to sign up for our free seminar on association law. We finally have a date for the first one, and it's January 13th at 7 o'clock. Again, that's a Wednesday, January 13th at 7 o'clock. You know, stay interested, stay informed. And again, this course is approved by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. It's open to any officer, director, or manager of a Florida Community Association. You know, they can all attend. And the seminar provides 2 credits to Florida Community Association managers. The courses are free, they're informative, and I promise it's going to be fun and a great place to meet other owners, directors, and managers. And we made it easy to register online. Just visit the firm's website at florida-association-law.com, and all you have to do is fill out the form.
Or you can always call the office, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Call Glazer and Associates at 877-4 Condo Craze, and they'll be glad to get you all set up for the course. And the course will be held right here, right downstairs in our performance theater, right downstairs from the WIOD studios. Let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to Rick. Hi, Rick. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, I have a question for you. I have a first floor condominium, and on the second floor, a pipe burst, which was an association pipe, which they emitted, and it completely annihilated my condo. They are responsible for replacing the drywall, and they also had to cut holes in to air it out. But I was responsible for removing the kitchen, all the kitchen cupboards and sinks, and bathroom one, so that they could get to the drywall to replace it. Would that be my expense, or is that the association expense?
The interesting call. You know, this topic keeps coming up, and here's the bottom line. If you can't prove that the association knew that there was a leak and did nothing about it, or that the cause of the leak was their fault, that they were somehow negligent. The association is not responsible for your damages. You know, it's a topic that comes up. I don't think there's a week that's gone by that it hasn't.
No, I can't think of one. Somebody asked that every week.
Leaks are just a big concern, a major topic of discussion. But again, the general rule of thumb is, unless the association was negligent, you got to be able to prove they did something wrong, then they're not responsible for the damage to your cabinets and floors and things of that nature. They got to replace the drywall, generally speaking, but they're not responsible for the additional damages on top of that.
Right, but the removal of the drywall, of the cabinet, so that they can put the drywall behind it.
Good argument that, yes, you know, that they might be responsible for that, but other than that, they're not responsible for the damage to the cabinets itself. But you may have an argument about the removal in order for them to get to the drywall.
Right, and they reneged on that.
Okay, well,
so is there any place to go?
If it's not a lot of money, then it probably is not worth fighting about it. See if you can split it down the middle or something of that nature, because to take them to court over $100 to $200 probably ain't worth your time.
And if you got 1 second, in between the wall and the other apartments, everything was wet. The water had already been extracted, and a couple weeks later I said that they better get somebody in there to dry out between the walls or they'll have a mold problem.
That's right.
So they called somebody in, and it cost quite a lot of money, and they're reneging on paying for that.
So
we have an ongoing situation there.
Well, there I'd agree with you. If they're examining the common element walls, you know, between the units, then I would tell you, number one, you want to make sure that they did it with a properly licensed person. I can tell you, you know, if they brought in somebody who uses one of these test kits that you can buy in Home Depot or something of that nature, that's not going to cut it. You need to bring in a certified industrial hygienist to test for mold. That's really important. They're called a C.
Well, they brought in a water extraction company to dry it all out.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that person is qualified to test for mold. They're obviously not. They're just they're just trained to remove water. So yes,
As far as the expense of that company coming in to dry it out, who bears that?
The expense of removing the water, which probably should be borne as a common expense among all unit owners.
I see.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Good call.
Thanks for calling, Rick.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that happens a lot. Right. You know, every week, multiple calls, you know, about common area and, you know, I guess there's a lot of flooding going on.
Yeah, but you know, before we move on to the next call, what everybody needs to realize, though, it's real important to obtain insurance for your unit. That way you don't have to worry about whether or not the condo is going to reimburse you. You put in a claim with your own carrier, and your own carrier will cover you for any damage that you have in the unit. Unfortunately, that type of insurance is not often purchased by unit owners. So,
right.
You know, make sure that's an insurance that you get. It's not even costly. So something that every condo unit owner should have.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Linda. Hi, Linda. 13 weeks of doing this show, and I think you're the first realtor that's called us. How are you?
How are you, Linda?
Okay. My question to you is, I have a client who has his condominium on the market for sale, and and of course it's taking a while to sell, and he doesn't want to pay his condo fees anymore, and he's just concerned about what will happen. Will they put a lien on his property? Will he be able to pay it as soon as they send him a letter? Will he then be able to pay it?
Does he have a mortgage on the unit?
There's no mortgage, so no one's going to bring him to foreclosure.
Oh, then I can tell you, if I represented this condo, I'd be all over your client. I'd be suing him right away, and I'd be foreclosing on him right away, especially if there's no mortgage. Why? Because when this unit is foreclosed and it goes to sale, someone's going to wind up bidding a bunch of money for that unit because there's no mortgage on it, and the condo's going to get paid in full. So if I represented the condo, I'd be proceeding full steam ahead. I don't know what this condo is going to do. I don't know what their game plan is, but I can tell you what I would do.
Do they go to foreclosure right away, or do they just put a lien on the property and then have to wait a certain amount of time?
Under Florida Statute 718, your client's definitely going to have a lot of advance notice before they foreclose. Before they can actually place a lien, they got to give him a 30-day notice that they're going to place a lien, and then after that 30 days expires, if he still hasn't paid, they have to prepare a lien and send it to him and give him another 30 days to foreclose before actually filing foreclosure proceedings. But if you wait out the 60 days, he's going to owe a lot more in attorney's fees as well.
Okay.
I hope that answers your question.
It sure does. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, Linda. Good call, and lots more to come when we come back. Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Randy Lance with our top stories. Avoid the roads in Broward at least for the next half hour. So thousands are hitting 95 and 595 for the South Florida Toys in the Sun Run. Let's get right to it with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Randy, it's still backed up big time. 95 southbound at Atlantic all the way back to at least Copens Road. But Atlantic, 95 southbound at Atlantic has reopened, so traffic is starting to move in the area. Now, westbound 595 is very, very slow because this is the way the run is going. It's being diverted to 595 west to 136th. They're eventually getting to Markham Park for the Toys in the Sun Run. So, Turnpike 441 for southbound traffic, Griffin Road for westbound traffic, and the Dolphins-Patriots game, of course, 1 p.m. Landshark Stadium, Turnpike northbound and southbound, slow in the area. Also, 27th Avenue, same thing. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610, WIOD.
Certainly will be a calmer Sunday. A few clouds during the morning hours, then partly sunny skies, upper 70s. A 20% chance for those late day showers today. Partly cloudy overnight, upper 60s. Partly sunny and warmer tomorrow into the middle 80s. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610, WIOD.
75 degrees in Aventura, 76 outside of our Miramar studios. It's 12:31. The world's largest motorcycle charity event, Riding Through Town for an Amazing Cause.
We have about 30,000 motorcycles that participate in the parade every year and get a crowd of about 65 to 70,000 people.
The 22nd annual South Florida Toys in the Sun Run's Debbie Armchair says all proceeds benefit the cancer patients at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood. Over $10 million has been raised to date. The $10 a pop ride will run till about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Just south of Atlantic at I-95, which Terry just said just opened up, but I-595 all the way west to 136th Avenue is where the problems are. Once again, that'll run for about another half hour or so. A South Florida man behind bars after trying to drown his own mother's dogs by putting them in a crate and throwing them in a lake. 29-year-old D'Angelo Villas is charged with two counts of animal cruelty. An animal control officer saving one of the puppies, but a second dog, a pregnant miniature pincher, drowned. According to police, Villas decided to drown the dogs because he was angry at his mom. He wants to get Senate Democrats to bring this ball across the line. According to the second-ranking Democrat in the Senate, Richard Durbin, that's the purpose of President Obama's visit to the Senate today, to meet with party members on health care and to try to get them to bridge their differences. But Republican John Corzine tells Fox News that Democrats have apparently decided to leave Republicans out of the debate. Well, it appears the brouhaha over school boundary changes in Broward is on hold for a year. School board members say they'll support the recommendation from Superintendent Jim Nodder to delay the change that would have taken kids out of Pioneer Middle in Cooper City, busing them to Pines Middle in Pembroke Pines, while Pine students move to Apollo Middle in Hollywood. Concerned parent Tammy Austin is thrilled they have more time to figure out how to better deal with the overcrowding.
It's not the actual solution, but it's definitely something that will give us more time to come up with different solutions.
Hundreds of angry parents showed up at several meetings over the past few months opposing the change. Next update at 1 o'clock, more condo craze and HOAs up next. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610, WIOD.
The life of the beau is often a difficult one. Most come into the world stuffed tightly into assortment bags of 25 or more, hoping against hope that they will be admired as the crown jewel of a perfect gift, only to be ruthlessly plucked from their perch and tossed aside for the dog to chew. You see, it's a rare and special bow indeed that will be photographed and admired. A bow, for instance, like the big red one you may find atop a Lexus this December. Whether you choose the RX, IS, or ES, the bow you place on top will be among the happiest in the world. The Lexus December to Remember sales event, now through January 4th, at your South Florida Lexus dealer. Lease the 2010 IS250 for $379 a month for 36 months, with $2499 due at signing.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details. Not all customers will qualify. Excludes official fees, taxes, title, license, registration, and dealer charges. Offer ends January 4th, 2010. Offer valid in the Lexus Southern area only.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-559-8468. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-559-8468. That's 1-800-559-8468. 1-800-559-8468.
Welcome back, Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester along with attorney Eric Glazer. If you have questions, comments, anything you want to chime in, give us a call, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397 or *610 for our AT&T wireless customers. Or you can always email the show. We'll get it right here in the studio, condocraze@wiod.com. So how was your week, Eric?
Interesting opinion came down from the 3rd District Court of Appeal here in Miami this week that our callers definitely have to know about. As a matter of fact, if the people on hold can just hang in there another minute or two, we've got to pass on.
So Robert, Andy, Dave, just sit tight. We'll be right with you.
We'll be right with you. A real important decision came down from the 3rd this week. And you know how we always talk about how banks deliberately take their time when foreclosing? It's obviously been a big topic of the show each week. Well, in a bank foreclosure case, you had a situation where, again, the bank was dragging its feet. So the judge entered an order requiring the bank to diligently proceed within 30 days or else start paying the condo's assessments. The bank went and filed an appeal and argued that the trial court doesn't have the power to make the bank pay the condo's assessments until after the bank actually forecloses and takes back title to the unit. Problem, the 3rd District Court of Appeal agreed with the bank and said that the trial judge was in error by threatening the bank with having to pay the condo's assessments if they didn't diligently proceed. So, just when you think things may be getting a little better, this is a little bit of a setback for condo associations. You know, basically, the appeals court said that, you know, there's no law out there, there's no statute which would allow the trial judge to penalize the bank with having to pay the condo assessments if they don't move their foreclosure case along. Had there been one in place, however, the decision probably would have went the other way. So, again, don't blame the court. I'm going to stick to my ongoing theme. Blame the Florida legislature for not creating a law which would have allowed for this type of sanction against the bank. It's not, you know, an end-all. It's my opinion that, you know, it doesn't mean that the trial court can't make the bank speed up their foreclosure. I think they still can. It just means that if the bank refuses to do so, the penalty can't be that they pay the condo assessment. It just means that the bank's case may get dismissed and the bank has to start all over again. And with filing fees being near like $2,000 for them, you know, it's still somewhat of a sanction.
You know, just my opinion.
Yes.
Banks are right up there with Nick Saban with me.
Right.
I hate it when they both win.
Yeah, too bad.
I hate when either one wins.
Right. It seems like they always win, don't they?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's only because they always do, you know. That's the bottom line. At least, you know, the hundreds of billions in bailout money we give them took us out of the financial crisis, right?
Right.
I mean, isn't everything perfect now? You
know, everything's...
Everything
okay here. Nothing to see. Everything okay.
They stopped those credit card interest rates. All is well.
Yeah. Right. Let's get back to the phones. Dave's been holding for a very long time. Dave, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs. Thanks for being patient.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, I'm calling behalf. My daughter lives in an association where they have a number of properties that the bank has foreclosed on, and they want to more or less double her maintenance fee.
Uh-huh.
Can they do that?
They certainly can. Again, and you know, something that we talk about each week, you know, it's simple math. The condo has bills to pay every month. If it's 100 unit condos and 50 are in foreclosure, then guess what? The other 50, their assessments are going to double. It's really you know, it's not rocket science. This is, you know, what it is. The question is, where are those banks in the foreclosure process? Because when those banks wind up getting back title to the unit, they're going to be responsible for paying the association back like the last 6 months of assessments, and they're going to have to start paying from that point forward. So the idea is to have them finish up as quickly as possible. And that gets back to what we were just talking about, you know, a minute ago. The banks, you got to force the banks to finish up. That's the bottom line. That's the best way to help. Okay.
There's the residents have no alternatives.
If the bills got to get paid, Dave, what's the alternative? You know, that's the bottom line. The bills come in each month, and if only half the unit owners are paying, then that half is going to pay twice.
Whereas, like the government, they could cut back on expenses.
Well, right, but certain expenses you can't, like water, electricity, insurance, you know, things of that nature. That comes in every month. But good call, Dave. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Let's talk to Andy. Andy, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions here. The first question is that if a HOA member believes that there's conflict of interest on the, with the board members in the contracted community association management company,
right?
And the board is, say, is conducting business at, without meetings, et cetera, and you don't feel it's going right, who do you call, like a Florida government agency that would report that you would report this to?
Well, there's not. The truth is, there's not that much control over over HOAs. You know, ironically, the Florida statutes specifically say that HOAs are not really intended to be regulated like condos are. You know, condos are somewhat heavily regulated. HOAs are not. There's a procedure that you can take advantage of. Certain disputes between unit owners and HOAs need to be mediated first. And if you go to our website, you know, you can click on our association mediation link, and you'll see what that procedure is. Basically, you got to let your HOA know that you have a problem with what they're doing, and you have to demand pre-suit mediation for a lot of disputes between unit owners and their HOA. You have to select five mediators. You have to indicate what their rates are. And then you and the association can hopefully agree on a mediator and then mediate the dispute. You can bring it to their attention. You can ask to mediate. If they don't want to mediate, you can file a lawsuit. But in terms of having the state do something about it, there's really not that much that can be done with HOAs.
All right. And the second part is, it is with an HOA, but reading the statutes about reporting financial statements, et cetera,
right.
Annual budgets. And for the size of it, there's three different levels, 100,000 or more, 200,000 or more, et cetera. So in that 200,000 to 400,000 range, it mentions and it says they shall prepare reviewed financial statements. What is a reviewed financial statement?
Reviewed, I think, means just that. It's actually reviewed and or prepared by a certified public accountant.
It's
not something that's prepared upon like in the condo office by on their QuickBooks program or something of that nature. Reviewed means, again, it's done by a professional.
Okay, so you would have a third party would review those statements at the end of the year.
Correct.
What's supposed to happen.
That's correct, Andy.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call, Andy. Robert is on line one. Hi, Robert. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, yes, I have a question about receiving a letter stating that I was in violation because my oak tree in my backyard needed to be trimmed. Now, when I went to investigate, I found that there was no hazard. None of the branches were touching any of the parts of the building. Anyone could walk under it and have sufficient clearance without being harmed. My question is, who determines whether a tree is not in need of trimming?
Yeah, normally in HOAs you have like an architectural review committee, and they're the ones that decide whether or not the, you know, your house needs painting or your trees need trimming, things of that nature. But, you know, Andy just called a second ago and we were talking about the mediation process. It would work the same way if your association was trying to take action against you to do something with your tree. Before they were able to take any action against you, they'd actually have to mediate it first. Okay? I would try to work out something with them because these types of disputes, you know, you can fix the nature of the problem for a lot less than winding up mediating it or litigating it.
Well, see, it's an oak tree. An oak tree is a naturally spread out.
Right.
And like I said, it poses no hazard either to building or to anyone walking in a vicinity of it.
Right.
And when I, you know, question about it, this is, well, you just need to trim a few of the branches. Yeah. They're getting a little bit close to the lake.
I would tell you, Robert, if you look at your documents, there's
I tried. I couldn't find nothing really specifically.
No, there's probably a procedure in your documents that would allow you to ask for a hearing in front of this committee.
Oh, okay.
And maybe at that hearing you want to bring in a landscaper of your choice, you know, someone who can provide a professional opinion to that committee.
Right.
And, you know, and see what they do with that.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. You know, that just reminded me of something that I wanted to ask you this week. excuse me. What was your take on the Congressional Medal of Honor winner up north? You were real busy this week, so
yeah,
you may not know
crazy
about
week,
this.
Yeah.
Okay. I forget what state it was in. We can ask Randy, our news guy, and he could tell us. But there was a World War II war hero. Right. Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Right. Generals salute this guy. Okay.
Right.
You flash the medal, general will snap to salute. It's the highest honor that you can win in this country.
Right.
And his HOA wouldn't let him put up his American flag.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the news.
Did not hear
you have
it.
You have to check out. It wasn't in Florida. I don't remember. I don't remember where it was.
Yeah. Florida has a pretty good law for HOAs. I can tell you that in an HOA, you're even allowed to put up a pole in your front yard, which would allow for it. I know the condo statute and the HOA statute allow for the display of the American flag. You know, each allow to display the flag on Memorial Day, Flag Day, Veterans Day, and Independence Day. And in an HOA specifically, an owner can have a flagpole no more than 20 feet high.
Yeah, so. I think he wanted to, do the military thing. And,
right.
I'm sorry, Randy, what was it?
Virginia.
It was in Virginia.
Really?
That close to the nation's capital.
You would think, right?
And he likes to raise his flag every day,
right.
You
see, so what do you know? Florida came out with a patriotic statute. Virginia,
wow.
You would think, would have one, but Virginia apparently doesn't have one. Or they have one, and you just have a board run amok.
I'm going to write this day down. Florida's never been ahead of anybody in anything before. We're always last down here.
At least here, our flag gets respect. At least
right.
The legislature did that.
Go Florida.
Go Florida, right.
Oh.
Hey, another interesting case came out of Kendall this week, and this is really important for our listeners to know. A condominium association owed a contractor over $90,000, and the contractor wasn't paid. So what the contractor did was he filed a lien against everybody's unit in the condo for their pro rata share, and he wound up getting permission from the court to foreclose on every unit owner who wouldn't pay the pro rata share of like $1,700. And he was successful, and if a lot of the unit owners didn't come up with the $1,700, guess what? They were going to get foreclosed on.
Right.
So believe it or not, it's legal, and it's something that all of you who live in an association need to keep track of. Make sure if there's contractor bills out there, that your contractors are getting paid, because if not, guess what? They can foreclose in your house. Judge let them do it, and it's unique. It's rare. There might be other ways to do it, but let me tell you, it wound up getting the attention of the unit owners. And
yeah, that would get my attention.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, the ones who were lucky enough to be able to afford to bond out their $1,700 or at least come up with a payment plan, they were able to stay off foreclosure. But
Yeah, that's a chunk of change, especially with the holidays coming up and everything.
Pretty important to know if you want to continue living in your house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You would think.
If you're on hold, please be patient. We'll get to your calls right after the break. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer and Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Get rid of your hemorrhoids now for good.
The Center for Colorectal Health, right here in Dade and Broward, now offers a non-surgical treatment that quickly and permanently removes hemorrhoids.
The procedure is completely pain-free, takes only a few minutes, is covered by most insurance plans, and you can return to work the same day.
Call the Center for Colorectal Health. The procedure is FDA cleared. More than 50,000 procedures have been successfully performed, and it's available exclusively at the Center for Colorectal Health.
Call to schedule your confidential appointment. 786-276-9878.
786-276-9878. Or visit curethemnow.com.
Fissure, skin tags, and related conditions are also treatable. Get rid of your hemorrhoids now for good. The procedure is proven, painless, non-surgical.
Call 786-276-9878.
786-276-9878.
Or visit the Center for Colorectal Health at curethemnow.com.
With a shrinking U.S. dollar, bank collapses, rising inflation, and unemployment, learn why gold is proven to be portfolio insurance. Tune into The Gold Show, Saturday at 4 p.m., or call Capital Gold Group at 800-510-9594 to find out how to protect your wealth.
$1,389 per $1,000 financed with approved credit. Malibu, 39-month lease, $3,500 down, $89.31 in total payments.
Zip, zero, zilch, nada. That's how much interest you'll pay on new Chevys. Because right now at Maroney, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every 2009 Chevy, even the Corvette Z06. That's 0% financing for 72 months on over 300 Malibus, Silverados, Tahoes, Traverse, Cobalts, and more. Plus, drive the 2010 Chevy Malibu for only $229 a month, or buy with zero down. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. That's all the interest you'll pay at Maroney Chevy. Get 0 for 72 on every 2009 Chevy or 2010 Malibu, just $229 a month, or buy with zero down. Visit Maroney on 8th Street in Lejeune, West 8, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, Delray, and Green Acres. Or click Maroney.com. And now all 30 Maroney locations are open for service 7 days a week.
Ringling Brothers presents its newest circus with a magical twist. Zing, zang, zoom. See an elephant vanish in the blink of an eye, and kids make their parents levitate to the sky. Zing, zang, zoom. Arrive an hour early for the all-access pre-show free with your ticket.
Hey, dads. Looking for something to do? Take the kids to Ringling Brothers, where spectacular family affordable prices start at just $15. Playing at American Airlines Arena January 8th through the 18th. Get your tickets today.
It's Mobile Mike, and I want to remind everybody about my annual holiday toy drive. It all kicks off this Wednesday, December 9th, beginning at 7 a.m. at the corner of 441 and Sterling. Help me fill my 18-wheeler with new unwrapped toys for less fortunate children right here in South Florida. For more information, just go to MobileMike.com.
As long as my truck's got a full tank, I'm good.
Don't let an emergency catch you off guard. Prepare, plan, and stay informed.
And keep checking News Radio 610 WIOD and WIOD.com for the most updated information.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Winding up condo craze and HOAs for another Sunday. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer. A couple of lines open. We've got a few minutes left. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers. Let's get right to the phone. Scott, thank you so much for being patient.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good.
Eric, I was kind of, I've caught your comments as being ironic. As a foreclosure broker, I find it funny that, you know, it's we're blaming the banks here, when not only is the U.S. government trying to stop foreclosures completely and slow the process down for mediation, among other things. I think blaming the statutes or the banks is kind of irresponsible, don't you?
No, not at all. I mean, can it be argued out there that the banks didn't loan money to people that simply couldn't afford it? I mean, I've seen spoofs on Saturday Night Live that were absolutely hysterical, basically about, you know, lending people who don't have two nickels to rub together money so that they can buy $700,000 and $800,000 homes. I can tell you, when the real estate market was hot, how many closings I would work on when the deal came to me, the deal was done, the deal was finished, and basically all I had to do was close it up and do the title work, where I would sit down and I'd know that this person sitting in my office could not afford this $700,000 or $800,000 house. I mean, I knew it was, there's simply no way it was ever going to happen where they were going to be able to pay their mortgage. So respectfully, yeah, I blame the banks for loaning out the money and being a little free with the money. And again, you know, I think you said you're a mortgage broker. There's no question. Hey, just like there's some bad attorneys, you know, don't take it so personal, but there's some mortgage brokers out there who assisted applicants with getting mortgages that they never should have gotten in the first place. I mean, they didn't even qualify for a third of what they got.
I'm actually a real estate broker, and I represent, you know, about 25 different banks. And my only comment is that, you know, we can always look behind and say, well, you know, the bank shouldn't have done this, she shouldn't have done that. I would like to think there's some culpability to the individual who's signing their name and taking responsibility for their own actions. But, you know, hey, whatever. That's water under the bridge.
No, Scott, I agree with you. You're right. Just because someone gives you a drug doesn't mean you have to take it. You're right.
Exactly. So as we move forward, though, it's been my experience that, you know, not picking on attorneys or HOAs in general, but between the attorneys and the HOAs, We've found it extremely difficult. We have several bank clients who specifically want this information. They want to move forward. They want to get the account current. They understand the problem. And I've seen so many times of these folks dragging their feet, and it's this person, and this, it's like a power play, and I just don't understand it. You know, here I am representing a bank, trying to help, trying to get this property, because once we get this property sold, we're going to get a new owner who's going to make it, who's going to make, you know, a lot of this problem go away quickly.
Right.
Why can't we get, your lead-in tune, why can't we be friends?
Right.
Why can't we get more cooperation from HOAs, attorneys, as we're trying to gather information? You know, yes, we need certificates of title, yes, but hey, you know what? That information's forthcoming. Let's keep moving the process forward. That'll speed things along rather than just sit down and go become bureaucrats and whine and complain about the banks.
No, Scott, I agree with you completely, at least on that issue we're on the same page. If a bank, you know, it's the flip side for a bank trying to get information from the condo should be bending over backwards to get you that information as fast as you can. There's no two ways about it.
And some do. I'll give credit where credit's due. Some do. Let's just say we have more problems than we do than not. So
right.
Anyway, that's my comment. So enjoy your show, and you gentlemen have a great afternoon.
Scott, thank you very much. It was a great call.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
It.
Thanks.
Wow.
You know, there's lots of sides to
right.
this.
There was a
switch. And you know, we've been talking about since day one speeding up the process.
Right.
And what Scott was talking about was speeding up the process,
right.
but he's looking at it from the other side of the glass.
Hey, you know what?
Then you're looking at it.
Right.
And, you know, it's all sides.
Right.
Everybody, we need to speed up the process.
Exactly.
Well, you know,
I think it's bizarre if a condo is not getting back to a bank. You know, if the management company isn't responding like they should, then board, get on your management company. If your attorney isn't responding as quick as they should, then board, go against your attorney, go against the law firm. But I'm telling you, when a bank reaches out to you, they're doing so because at some point you're going to get paid. So do all you can to get back to them. No two ways about it.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'd like to talk to more Scotts on this
show exactly.
because we're all vying for the same result.
I thought Scott had a great phone call. But
yeah, that was good.
The only time we differed was when I basically took the position that mortgage brokers may not be part of the blame. And some of them are.
Some of them are. But he's not a mortgage broker. He's
a
realtor.
Real estate broker. Right?
Yeah, so
exactly.
Yeah, that was true. Let's talk to Glenn. Hi, Glenn. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, isn't essentially the association due somewhat of a performance-driven contract? In other words, you know, doesn't the association, what if they're derelict of their responsibilities within their bylaws?
I never heard it phrased that way, performance-driven. In other words,
well, you're paying your dues, and you expect in return them to follow, you know, the obligations with the management company, et cetera, in regards to maybe security, upkeep of the
Okay,
the
great.
Common ground.
Good question. We spoke about this before, too, and I know we got to wrap it up. Time's running out. But you know what? You're not allowed to withhold your assessments if you think your board is doing a terrible job or not upkeeping the common elements. So, no, you don't pay based upon performance of your board. You pay based upon the budget that is passed by your board, regardless of whether or not you think they're doing a good job or not. That's the only way I can answer that question, Glenn.
So, but the next step would be to take it up with the association in mediation or something in that regard.
The next step would be to get your board out if you don't like the job they're doing, and you go through the recall process, or you wait for the annual meeting, and you vote them out.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Jeff, we've got about 30 seconds.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to comment on the flag story. The HOA up there said the issue is about the flag pole, not the flag. The people can display the flag on a pole attached to their house. It was only about putting a large flag pole vertically in front of your house in the yard.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Jeff. Again, Florida would allow a 20-foot one.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for...
It wasn't about the flag.
Gotcha.
Right.
Thanks for clarifying that issue, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Lots of great calls today.
Yeah. Looking forward to lots more next week, because that's all the time we have for this week on Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great Sunday. Go Dolphins. Kim Commando's coming up next. See ya.
In the next 10 minutes, 250,000 South Floridians will have to drive.
Crash southbound 95 from the westbound ramp to the Palmetto Expressway.
Traffic reports are here 24 hours a day. because we're here to help you.
441 is your alternate there.
News Radio 610 WIOD.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD,
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Randy Lance with our top local story. Big delays starting to finally thin out on the I and 595 as the South Florida Toys in the Sun run rolls through Broward County. Let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. Yes, that's right. Things are looking a lot better on 95 southbound right around Atlantic. Backed up big time there for a while, but looking a lot better as we look at our traffic cameras. No major problems. And the same thing on 595 westbound. That was the route of the Toys in the Sun run. Looking very, very good, or at least a lot better than it was, let's say, even 15 minutes ago. Now, you have the Dolphins-Patriots game starting just in a few minutes, so you do have a little bit of a backup. And on the turnpike northbound and southbound, pretty slow as people make their way to Landshark Stadium. Also on 27th Avenue, same thing. Next update at 1:30. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610, WIOD.